Last week, police in Bethel received several calls that a big bear, was spotted walking through parts of the city. While that may not be a big deal in parts of Alaska, residents in the Tundra City say it's never happened before. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
Traffic picked up Thursday night in the outlying subdivisions of Tundra Ridge and Weavick Sub. Afterwards, started spreading that a bear was seen.
I looked out my kitchen window, and I noticed something that was walking down the street where I live.
That's Ron Hoffman of Bethel.
And I took another look at it. Wow, there was a bear walking down the street.
He says after the sighting, he went outside to bring his dog in, then went back outside to make sure his eyes weren't deceiving him.
And then right across the street, the neighbors seen the bear and hollered and ran right into the house.
It was dark and rainy out, but Hoffman says he got a good look at the bear, which he described as a big, old brown bear.
It continued on towards the end, the dumpster, of course, you know, I wasn't going to follow it, but it was an interesting night.
Hoffman is the head of the AVCP Housing Authority and has lived much of his life in Bethel. He says he's never heard of a bear actually stepping foot into the populated areas of the city. Louis Andrews says the same thing. He's the native contact representative for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
We've had some reports of a black bear near Bethel, around, you know, up toward the old BIA site area. But, you know, other than that, we never did hear of a brown bear wandering around in Bethel.
Bears are known to make unwelcome visits in fish camps along the Kuskokwim River and near Bethel. Several weeks ago, a string of 7 fish camps were ravaged near Queethluk.
It's a huge brown bear that's been raiding.
That's Mike Williams, senior of ACIAC, who just weeks ago lost some of his fish camp property to a brown bear.
He tore down my side of my building.
Then just last week, Bethel Search and Rescue reported seeing a brown bear several miles below Bethel. So, could this all be the same bear?
Absolutely. I mean, these bears have tremendous home ranges and territories.
That's Fish and Wildlife biologist Tom Doolittle.
Especially if it's a bear that's moving and dispersing, the chance that it could cover miles in a day wouldn't be anything for a brown bear to do.
But that doesn't mean that it is the same bear. After all, says Doolittle, there is a resident population of bear in the Kuskokwim, mainly black bear. But Doolittle says there's some evidence that more of their bigger brethren are moving in.
In some of our survey work, we have seen a slight increase of grizzly bears, you know, more up on the Yukon area than down along the Kuskokwim.
Doolittle says there have been no studies aimed at examining that increase, but he's got some ideas.
It would be logical that some of the increase, at least in movement of brown bears into the Yukon area and into the open tundra, are likely relative to improved food supplies, and that could be, you know, increase in moose population, increase in beaver populations.
So why did this bear wander through Bethel and inadvertently make history? Well, Doolittle says there's no way of really knowing without some research.
But obviously there's certain biological drivers, namely one is food, and many times older bears, if this was the case, you know, he may have been hungry, teeth may have been worn, and was looking for a meal.
Doolittle says bears in our region begin to hibernate within the next month, but that can be delayed by warm or wet weather. I'm Shane Iverson.